Good evening, America. This is James with the JBP Show. I am your host, James. Okay, so been doing some afternoon researching, catching up after my day of work, because when I work, I don't fucking politic. So allegedly, this thing's been here for a little while. It didn't just float overnight into the daytime into Montana. It's been slowly chilling. It's came across the Aleutian Islands. It made it across Japan, clear across the Pacific. Japan recognized that they saw the balloon. We've known that. We know it came across the Aleutian Islands. We've confirmed that. The general denies where the balloon is. This guy, first of all, this guy has got to be the biggest crook. And now it can go one of two ways, right? And he's just a one star, so it's probably easily bought, right? Or maybe this is his chance to get promoted, right? After this, he's going to get promoted. Watch. I guarantee you, if whatever happens from this, he's going to get promoted to two stars, right? Watch. He is a sold individual, period. He's owned by either the CCP, or he's owned by Biden, or he just got paid off, or he is going to get paid off. One of the two things have already happened, and he's definitely going to get promoted in the midst of it. They're going to call him a hero. Watch, because he's doing all these press briefings and da-da-da-da. I bet you he's doing some sort of directing of it all. Whatever. He's going to get something from it, right? Guarantee he's going to get an attaboy. But this man, with every single question that he was asked for 59 minutes, denied the same exact question over and over and over again, and kept reading from his little fucking script. Sir, do you know where the balloon is? Look, I'm not going to get into the location to it hour by hour, okay? Yeah, that's just not what we're going to do. Do you know where the balloon is going? Look, again, I can't share that information, okay? It's just something I'm not going to talk about right now. What we do know is that it's located over the central continental United States. What's in it or on it? Look, what we do know is that it's some sort of a balloon with a very sophisticated set of cameras on it. And that's all I'm going to say right now. Da, 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 da. Like this, the guy was completely just ignoring what these questions were. I mean, he already knew what he was going to say when he walked out there. It was insane, you know. Someone did ask, is it a threat? Is there some, I don't remember, and don't quote me on this, but I think he said something about some sort of nuclear weapon or some sort of weapon in general, some sort of long range weapon. I think he said something like that. I can't remember. You can watch it and find out. It's insane. And he says, short answer, no, right? Because that was the one thing he wanted to confirm. No, it's not a threat. So we know this isn't a threat. You know what it looks like? It looks like a satellite. Why don't they call it a spy satellite? But then again, why would a spy satellite I'll tell you why, because it's in the tropopause. It's in 60,000 feet. Actually, it's not in the tropopause, it's in the troposphere. Right? So, or I believe, I gotta look that up. Whatever's above the tropopause, I can't remember if it's troposphere is what's in the... Anyways, I'm moving on. So he doesn't want to say what's on it or in it, but he'll confirm that it's not a threat. So meaning it's not a weapon. So it's got to be, a lot of people are thinking that it's just a satellite that's coming down from space, right? But he refused to answer the questions. He didn't want to answer anything. And then Phil asked him, is the location of the balloon classified? And he said, but what do you think about the American people? Don't you think they have a right to know? And he said, look, the American people have every right to look up in the sky and look where it's at. What? Huh? What? I mean, you're supposed to be the face of the Pentagon, my man. And you're going to be so secret as to say that the public has the right to look in the sky? I have questions. What the fuck are we doing? What is the United States doing right now? Where is our Space Force, by the way? The Air Force got pulled down, the F-22s. F-22s don't fly up to 60,000 feet. So because I do not like to spread wrong information or misinformation, I had to fact check myself. The F-22 Raptor can, in fact, and its ceiling is maxed, operational height is 60,000 feet. That's its ceiling. And now that I see that number, it reminds me that it is like one of the only, at the F-35 is there now, kind of, but the F-22 is still the only thing that can really dogfight and take tactical and perform tactical maneuvers as it would in a lower atmosphere as it would in at 60,000 feet in the next atmosphere. So I apologize. Forgive me. Now back to the show. Okay. So I'm not buying an F-22 was at 60,000 feet. Yes. Yes, the fuck you will buy it. You absolutely will. Again, I was wrong. I was wrong about the operational height of an F-22. Back to the show. No response, nothing. That's it. We're done. We're monitoring and tracking its location, and we're monitoring to see what it is doing. I mean, okay, so, and then someone else asked, well, if it flies over the water, over the Great Lakes, if it makes it over to the Great Lakes, will you shoot it down? As far as I know, we're just, like I said, we're just monitoring and watching the situation as it forms. We'll let the American people know. We'll try to keep you guys informed and updated. Informed and updated on the fact that you're going to continue to ignore our questions when we ask them. So we're going to do nothing. And then let's not forget whenever the press asked the president right in his fucking face, what do you have to say about this Chinese spy balloon? And that motherfucker went straight crickets. Excuse my French. I'm upset. Let me regain my composure, right? Let me get a little professional. The president of the United States' face was blank. Can you believe that? No response. What does this mean for Taiwan? What does this mean for South Korea? What does this mean for Hong Kong? And even though Hong Kong's on its way out, but what does this mean for Hong Kong? What does this mean for Japan? We're in trouble. I mean, this is getting scary. And to talk about Japan, right? I mentioned it. Japan says that they recognize it, right? That means that we've... And we knew when it came off the ground. We would have seen it from South Korea. We would have seen it from Japan. We would have seen the balloon right then and there. We would have watched them. I mean, any of our satellites in space could see this. Any single one of them. I'm at a loss for words, America. I really am. I mean, we are playing with fire. We are not playing with fire. The American people are being led by a bunch of crayons in a box marked markers. And they're playing with fire. This is insane. This is absolute insanity. This is like watching a very, very, very poorly filmed horror story. And you know what? I'm going to say it. I was going to say it last night, but I didn't. I'm going to say it tonight. And that's what I'm going to title. That's what I'm going to title this segment. This is the beginning of America's end. This is the beginning of the fall of the, this is United States of America. All my veterans, all my brothers, all my sisters. I mean, I'm still not saying that it's time to get ready, but I mean, goddamn, this is getting out of hand. And I'm passionate about it because if that's what it really is, and it's truly a Chinese spy plane, and the government, and the Pentagon, the highest of staff in the United States, probably the highest ranking people in the United States, which I don't know if you can really call that in the United States, because DC isn't really a state, it's a territory. So what are we doing? What are we doing? Congress, what are we doing? House of Representatives, and where's Speaker McCarthy on? I haven't looked really yet, but where's Speaker McCarthy talking about any of this? Where's the intel community? Where is the press conference from the intel community? Did I miss that? Because I ain't caught a headline. I ain't read an article. Where's the intel committee on all of this? This is insane. No Space Force, no intel committee. Blank stare on the president's face. This balloon is still tracking east. They're saying it's heading towards DC, towards the Pentagon. And you got a one-star general in the Pentagon, excuse me, that is refusing to talk about where it's going. It's over central CONUS. So you're telling us that it went from China over Japan, straight across the Atlantic on the lateral line almost, to the Aleutian Islands, through fucking Canada, thanks Trudeau, thanks for the phone call, Mr. just in case we need anybody's fucking help, Trudeau, thanks for not being there, and right into, I just, everybody just mums the word. I bet you all of those. This is gonna be crazy. In Project Veritas, if you somehow come across this recording, I highly suggest that you try to monitor and put out a public message announcement that you want to see anybody who's EASing that knows that they have not signed an NDA, that has worked on any airfield, and watched or knew or talked to anybody who knew anything about this, and get that information. I'm willing to bet that we all knew about this, and everybody was told to shush. This is espionage. Here's what Xi Jinping is doing right now. He is testing the loyalty and the faithfulness of our administration, more or less the CIA here, the CIA government, all of that. He's testing the loyalty right now. It takes 20 years to topple a country, America. We're at 22. Yes, it started in 2001 when the World Trade Centers went down. World trade, currency, money, market, stocks, all of that. See you later. And then, not to mention, everybody in that building that knew anything and was worth a fuck about information in that building. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but like, hey, kill the bird, the stone, and the branch that it flew off of all in one go. No evidence. Boom. This is, I think this is one of the first steps to his encroachment. I don't know. I need to do some more research. This is opinionated, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that what I think is about to happen is about to happen, but I'm opinionated because I'm emotional right now, and I need to calm down, because what we're allowing to happen is just absolutely insane. To caveat off of this, though, I do want to talk about one thing. I mean, the CDC is now talking about tracking the unvaccinated. Or there was leaks of a conversation of them talking about being able to track the unvaccinated when they were doing the vaccination. What if this spy plane is reading an RFID chip that was, if it was truly, I mean, this is conspiracy, of course. I mean, you can call it that, whatever you want, hearsay, folklore. But if it was something that was true, if any part of it was chip implanted, other than the fact that it's literally mixing aluminum and mercury, and it's coagulating the inside of our the people that have passed away due to just cardiac arrest and immediate heart failure and instant death. When the morticians are in there and they're taking those body parts and they're trying to fill them up with embalming fluid, the embalmers are sitting there having to pull these, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 inch by 1.5-2 centimeter thick, you know, massive clots out of these veins so they can blow it up with embalming fluid. And if any part of it was a chip implant, I mean, who knows how many of them, I mean, maybe the, I mean, that's what people have. I've heard that argument. The first one was the vaccination was really the real sickness was the virus. The second one was the true vaccine. And then the third one was the RFID chip. I mean, it's possible. You let a motherfucker, if you let him stab you once, you let him stab you fucking again and over and over and over and over and over again. And over and over and over and over again. So I'm just going to assume that, you know, there was just that obedience that happened. Because and if it really was an RFID trick, but what would be the premises behind it, right? Could China see where the localized hotspot population of the people that he knows that he can control are? Is it to figure out where the hotspots aren't? Is he planning where to hit, where to strike, where to go to? I mean, he's going to hit the weakest spots if he's going to invade. Where is he going to invade at? All the people that took the shot, they're weak. They'll submit. They won't do anything. They'll throw up a Chinese flag. I don't know. There's all kinds of different ideas. I just kind of came out of the side with that one. But there's all kinds of, you know, things it could be. He could be taking pictures of our ICBMs. That's what everybody's saying. ICBMs, ICBMs, ICBMs. Where our B-2 bombers were. In Central America or Central Continental United States. Then they say it's continuing east. I mean, if you follow where those bombers were from, damn, I wish I knew exactly what he said. There's a press conference with that one star general. I highly suggest you go and find it. It's about an hour long and it's absolutely despicable. He actually divulges all that information. And then he's taking pictures of our B-2 bombers, our long range bombers that are safe well within central United States from any long range missile. I mean, the blanket, this is the blanket, right? Everybody, this is the big blanket. It's coming across the United States, the big white blanket, right? The sheet, the blanket over the sheep's head, you know? But then here's the other idea, too. Like, what if this is just a big, giant magic trick, you know? Like, hey, look, here's my hand. I'm showing you my hand over here. This is my ass. And then they're actually making a move on Taiwan or something. Or how do we know that Japan isn't getting hit right now? How do we know South Korea isn't getting hit right now? We don't know. Because the entire world right now is looking where? Right the fuck above us. They won't be on the made headlines. You know why? Because America controls what you see. But just wait until some of this shit starts popping off. I bet you during all this, we're going to learn something else happened. Hey, guess what? While this was happening, this happened. I bet it happens. It usually happens that way. Or it could just be a test of Biden's loyalty. The CIA's loyalty. The FBI's loyalty. To the CCP. I may very well become a target. Hopefully none of this can get tracked back to me. I mean, but I don't think it'd be very hard. But then again, these are just my opinions and I'm using free speech. Just like anybody else, these are just my thoughts. I'm presenting facts and formulating opinions. This is what I do. This is what I'm doing. This is all this show is about. Keep that in mind. I'll repeat this here and there. The show is about me taking facts and formulating my own opinions because the government is leaving way too many fucking blanks. I mean, that's crazy. This is crazy. What are we doing? Where's our Space Force? Why are we have not responded? Is Taiwan okay? Is South Korea okay? Is Japan okay? I mean, these are questions that we need to know. I'm going to go check it out and see what I can learn. If I find more information, I will obviously do another show. As soon as I can, I'll update. But I mean, this is either a giant slap in the face or this is a test of loyalty, and this is despicable. It's unconstitutional. I mean, this is impeachable to the furthest event. I mean, everybody in that chain of command should get impeached right now. Everyone else in the entire United States is saying that. I bet you if every single, and they won't do this because the mainstream media doesn't want this kind of rhetoric on their TV. This doesn't fit their narrative. But if every single news station for an entire day ran a poll for 24 hours or 48 hours, gave it 24 to 48 hours, however long, right? For the entire, and every single news channel did it about, do you think we should shoot down the plane or do you think we should have let it go? Like, should the plane have been shot down, yes or no? I guarantee you that from every single, and they could probably try to fudge the numbers, but if they took real polls and they were honest with anything, I guarantee those numbers would be way further than a 51-49 split. It probably closer to a 70-30 or maybe even an 80-20, somewhere in that round. I would give it that spread. You know why? Because none of us want anything to do with China. We're done. They're buying our land. They're buying our farmland. They're buying our fucking homes. They're trying to buy land next to our military bases. They're spying on our fucking ICBMs. They made it all the way across Japan. We're loaded there. Okinawa, Iwakuni. What happened? There's F-35s out there. What happened? There's F-22s out there. What happened? There's all kinds of stuff that could have went and took that down. What happened? This is insane. The Alaska, the Aleutian Islands, like, this thing's been traveling for probably a couple of days before it ever hit the news yesterday, or the day before yesterday, however fucking long it's been already. I feel like that's all I've heard about is this damn spy plane. I'm going to bed. Good night, America.